And we're off.
Suck on my penis.
Sucked a dick.
Wanna fuck him. Wanna suck him. I'll be forever gay.
I'm gay actor Chris Cooper. I'm never going to be a
woman. Hello, everyone. Welcome to Cumtown, the biggest, dickest show of all time.
God bless the pussy.
God bless the pussy. You heard it here first, folks.
That's right.
God bless it.
That's right.
And I said unto him, let me get some pussy, Lord.
This is now a Bible study podcast.
Hell yeah. What's that one, something about the emissions of donkeys or whatever the fuck? You guys have seen that. There's like a Bible verse about like donkey dicks and like some woman getting facials from donkeys and shit.
My bar mitzvah portion.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Baruch Atah Adonai
Elohim, goodbye. And then I read it, it was like, you can't fuck a horse, you can't fuck a cow. You can't be gay. It was all the sex rules.
Well, hell yeah.
You can't be gay with your brother.
Oh, what?
You can't be gay with your cousin.
Wait, that has to be explicitly said? Were Jews sucking each other's brothers off?
Yeah. Well, Adam's like, well, can we suck our brothers' dicks?
Okay, when did Jews start? Like, literally, they were cavemen, right?
No.
Basically.
Abraham was the first Jew.
I mean, how long ago was that? So long ago, right?
It was, it was in, like, I don't know.
6,000 years ago?
That's a long-ass time.
Noah was, like,
they were probably so short, right? Probably 3 feet tall?
No. The average height until, like, 1970 was probably, like, 5'9".
No, it was not.
And then it went up to 5'10 and a half.
What are you talking about? That's crazy.
That's true. Like, there's all this bullshit about people like, you know, people only used to live till 12. And it's like, no, they lived. Mm-hmm. People like, I mean, like life expectancy was shorter if you factor in like childhood mortality and stuff. But
and
like,
probably getting murdered and shit.
In like 1870, if you made it past your fucking 15th birthday, you could live to like 73. Okay, yeah, back in like the fucking, you look back, yeah.
No, you probably got a toe infection and died back
1300, then. Yeah, I mean, barring some shit like that, yeah, but I mean, you know, if you're just living your life.
Nah, I bet you they were short and dying fast, dude. Nah. They were definitely,
you're
going to
die faster. You're going to die faster than your middle-aged counterpart, your medieval counterpart.
No chance, bitch. I'm outliving all of them. First of all, your boy got insurance. I've been going to doctors nonstop. I've been going to doctors like a motherfucker. I'm gonna go to a fucking phlebotomist. Okay?
Yeah. It's a blood doctor.
For my ass. For my fat. I'm going to Dr. Miami.
A phlebotomist is just somebody that draws blood.
I'm getting ass shots. Yeah.
That's what a phlebotomist is.
They
do the veins.
No, you're wrong as fuck. You are as wrong about that as you are how short people were. Yeah, he's gone.
A phlebotomist is somebody that inserts a needle into your vein. It's like it's like saying I'm going to see an anesthesiologist.
No, it's not, bro.
Yeah, it's literally, look, phlebotomy is the process of making an incision in a vein with a needle.
Search what phlebotomist is, though. Maybe I'm not. Maybe it's not phlebotomist. No.
A person who performs phlebotomy is called a phlebotomist. You're talking about a proctologist, you
No,
fucking
I'm
moron.
Not talking. A proctologist is an ass cheeks doctor. Hold on. I'll tell you right now.
A phlebotomist is just the person that inserts a needle into.
No, hold on.
I was telling you guys the other day, I was watching TV back at home. There's a show which is in its fourth season right now.
Pulmonologist. I meant pulmonologist.
Oh, for your heart.
For your lungs.
It's just a sleep doc. I don't know. Look, I think I have sleep apnea. Okay. I said phlebotomy. That was wrong. You were right about that. You were not right about how tall people were, though, or how long they lived.
Because sleep apnea is a breathing disorder.
Yeah. Yes.
Okay, that makes sense.
Yeah, so I'm about to get dermatologist. I'm going to a dermatologist, get some moles checked out.
Like I was saying, I text you guys this. There's a show.
5'6 was the average height in 1300.
Oh, you're right. That is a very tall guy. Never mind.
He's pretty tall.
That's a tall guy as far as I'm concerned.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, I you know what? You're right, Nick. Those guys were tall as shit back then.
Yeah. No, how about this? Actually, look, using skeleton evidence from Europe, the team found that an average height decreased from 68.27 inches in the Middle Ages, which is 5'8 and a half, to a low of 65.75 inches in the 1600s and 1700s. So people got shorter from the Middle Ages. Yeah. Because, like, there was other things to fuck other than, like, you know, I mean, like, oh, this guy invented glasses. He may be 5'3", but he invented the corn cob pipe.
Yeah. Oh.
Yeah, so
well, here's another thing, though. Here's another thing. Evolutionarily, busting quick is an advantage.
Is it?
Yeah, because your cum is in a pussy quick. Exactly. So a small dick that busts fast, that's the apex predator, actually.
Why small?
Because it's in every pussy quick.
But a big dick can get
in. No, they don't even know you're fucking them. No, small is good. You sneak into the pussy. Because you don't want to make a big deal out of it. You don't want to hurt people. In and out. Bing bong.
But I feel like
bong bong.
If you come too shallow, you're not going to get fertilized. You know what
interesting. You need a skinny, long cock. You don't need to hit the back. You need to get as long right before hitting the back walls. That's optimum cock length.
Hitting the back walls is not pleasurable for a woman.
Mm-hmm.
I always thought it was like, oh, that's what I'm supposed to do. I'm supposed to hit the cervix with my penis.
Yeah.
But apparently women really don't like that.
I think women like it.
Well, women like us having a gun shoved in their fucking face.
No.
And then it's like, quit fucking speaking Spanish, bitch. You decided to come into this country. You see what happened.
You decided to fucking come clean my house after I called you.
Just dragging me out of the health class. And that's sex. That's what sex is. Kids, that's sex. Like, that's not sex, children. Yes, it is. They're like, goodbye, Mr. Mullen. We love you. I'm like, I love you, too. Don't forget what I told you.
We love you. The idea that that type of sex ed teacher is everyone loves
them.
They're
like, oh, captain, my captain. They're hauling me off to jail. That's what sex is. It's raping a Hispanic immigrant. Seize the day, lads. Seize the day. That's my Dead Poets Society.
Hell,
a man that lies his way into
seize the pussy, lads.
The teaching
take the pussy.
Teaching sex ed at a high school and telling them all that rape is sex.
Well, that does check. That actually that tracks.
Yeah.
New England boarding schools.
Yeah.
They probably did have rape class.
Yeah.
Well, they all they got raped by the headmaster. How do you think he got that name?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Was like, yeah, me and all my mates in
They got buggered.
Yeah.
And now they're all Tories and they're hypocrites.
Wow, interesting.
Because they turned their backs on all the gay sex
we had as boys. Oh, he used to have gay sex as a child?
Yeah, dude. Yeah, yeah,
like, well, they were getting molested.
He
for
loved
sure.
having gay sex.
He loved gay sex.
Yeah.
My brother Marcus from Bastrop, he's the one that went to jail for having gay sex. He's telling me that in prison, they were having gay sex in there, too. I said, what in the Lord's name is going on these days?
Are conjugal visits a thing? Do they actually do that? Or is that like a urban myth?
I don't know.
Why are they called that, conjugal? That's the only time I hear that word.
Yeah, that's true.
You hear conjugate a verb.
Oh, it's a conjugated verb, right?
But then conjugal visits. It's like it's only in the context of like, yeah, you get to.
Yeah, what does conjugal mean?
It means you get to touch the pussy.
Interesting.
I
guess it depends by the
state. I
mean,
if you can't, and that's not a thing that people are like, it would be amazing if that's like not a social justice thing that's already an issue, is making sure that gay prisoners are able to have gay sex.
Yeah, they're like,
while they're on death row. after murdering a family of four. It's like, we got to make sure these men can have gay
his
sex.
His mentally
with
ill
lovers.
Husband that he fucking met over the mail needs to be allowed, who got molested by a man that looks exactly like him, should be allowed to come in and
I
get fucked
the other
in
day
the supply
when,
closet.
When Gawker, like, it's like, look, the death penalty's wrong, whatever. Like,
yeah.
Don't have the death penalty. It's fucking barbaric. But, like, for the most part, everyone on death row deserves to be on death row.
For sure.
What do you mean? They deserve to die, but, I mean, well,
yeah,
like,
you shouldn't have the death penalty, but
I don't have any sympathy for those people.
Right. Except the retarded ones in Texas.
But the retarded ones still murdered people.
Yeah, but they're retarded.
Well, that's how they got caught.
Interesting. Yeah, yeah.
The non-retarded murderers don't get caught. If you fucking tear a woman's eyeballs out and then fuck her skull and then sit there eating ice cream, yeah, they're going to be able to solve it. The guys that have
this is a trail of gobstoppers leading to his parents' garage where he lives.
Well, boys, case closed. Looks like another retard job.
Oh shit!
But anyways, like, yeah. Well, a couple of years ago, Gawker had like they took a letter from they had some like letter from some death row guy. And all the fucking Kinja readers or whatever, leaving all these comments like, what an innocent soul. Can't we get a lawyer to help this man or whatever? And then finally hear from like the guy whose brother was like brutally murdered by this dude for like a speaker. And then the Gawker was like, oh, we're sorry. They had to like apologize.
What was the letter about?
You don't use people on death row to make an argument You can make an argument that, like...
The guy got arrested for selling weed and got 30 years.
Sure, yeah, for prison reform.
Right.
But as far as, like, abolishing the death penalty, don't talk to people that, like, fucked a four-year-old to death.
This man
deserves a second chance.
Right.
Because it's like, he probably doesn't.
What he deserves is to just fucking die in jail.
I mean, fuck deserve. I don't care about deserve. It's like, don't murder people.
Yeah.
It's like, that's just don't do it.
Yeah.
When I was back home, I saw on the front page.
I think you should.
This hot girl.
Hot take. I think you should murder
her. Her mugshot, she was pretty hot.
I fucked her.
And she's on trial for murder.
Nice.
I thought, damn, who she killed? And then I turned to the page where they described what the crime was. She ran out on getting a manicure, which would have been $35.
Oh, my God.
Got caught, I guess, in the door or something, and was dragged for like 10 blocks to death.
In a car door?
For 35.
Jesus Christ. Mm-hmm. Holy shit.
Dragged him for like 10 blocks.
What?
Yeah, insane.
That's crazy.
I was like, damn, this bitch is hot. She's probably innocent that I read it. I was like, oh.
What, lace?
The Caucasity.
We should.
You know that Mayo face.
The Caucasity.
Well, I assumed it was white because you said she was hot, and you don't find other races attractive.
That's not true at all.
That's not true. He's paid for sex with lots of different races.
Yeah, that's true.
And
I'll
take it back.
Sometimes over $100. Yo, speaking of people that got off. Should have been in prison. Shouts out to
this girl is not
that
hot.
Girl Centoya.
This girl's
Brown.
Not hot at all, dude.
She looked good on the.
She looks like a fucking dog.
Oh yeah, she looks.
What's her name?
Crystal
Whipple.
Ooh, that's a rough.
Crystal Whipple. Let me suck those dirty nipples, Crystal Whipple.
Yeah.
Can you imagine dragging someone to death?
No.
That sounds horrible, actually.
I remember reading a story about a guy, some like contractor or whatever. He dragged somebody for like 5 blocks in his pickup.
Jesus.
And then they stopped him, and he was like, what? What the fuck? You know, like people had pulled him over, and he had no idea he hit somebody. And,
he didn't.
He just, like, fucking.
He was
driving a big truck. And then I think he's like, yeah, he got. I remember, like, him facing charges, and it just, like, terrified me. It's like, so some asshole crosses the road.
Yep.
And I'm playing Game Boy Advance.
Yeah.
I'm playing Game Boy Advance over the
steering
wheel.
I'm listening to Howard.
I
got Howard on blast. Yeah.
I'm playing Game Boy Advance.
Yeah.
I'm blasting Howard. I've got Game Boy Advance in front of me.
I can go down like that?
Yeah.
That's fucking bullshit.
It's bullshit, dude. Oh, I say it. I better be able to bring my fucking GBA to prison. The fucking warden keeps taking my Game Boy Advance away from me.
Yeah, you keep getting into jail for murdering people for taking your Game Boy Advance. Oh, fuck. But yeah, shouts out to that girl who murdered the guy. No. This girl, Centoya Brown, she got clemency. She was like sentenced to 40 years in jail because she killed a guy who made her a sex slave. That you deserve a fucking She got. She went to jail for like 40 years. She was 16. She was a kid. Yeah. Dude, so salute to her getting out of jail. And fuck the government, man.
There's
fuck
this
that
guy,
shit.
There's this guy that got 4 years.
Oh, they didn't catch this bitch. She's wanted by police after. After running over and killing the owner of a nail salon.
Dirty Nipples is?
Dirty Nipples, yeah.
Damn, let's find her.
Crystal Whipple.
Las Vegas area.
Oh, she's from Vegas?
Look, Crystal, if you're listening.
Crystal, if you're
you
out there.
You can sex your way out of this crime.
Yeah, we know the DA.
We know the DA.
It's a family friend.
Yeah, you got to do a couple things for us.
You got me out of plenty, bro.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Let's just say we're going to treat your pussy the way you treated that Korean woman.
Yeah.
Oh, really? Interesting. Yep.
Whipple was attempting to flee
Take
with 50-year-old Wok Q Win.
Who would have guessed?
I couldn't tell
who's man or... No, Wok Q Win jumped in front of the vehicle.
Damn. Also, if you're that person,
if you're that cheap,
let the 35 go.
Do you know about like manicurists? Like it's slavery. It's like
really?
Slavery. They make like $2 an hour.
Yikes.
And they work for it's like it's a terrible.
Right, right, right. So she'd probably headed up to there. She's like, no, I'm not getting got again.
Oh, wait, hold on. Like the car was also stolen. This is like a bad bitch.
Oh, she's bad.
Yeah,
the car was stolen?
Police said the vehicle, a black convertible sedan, was reportedly stolen from an auto rental agency last month.
Nice.
She abandoned it.
So what else? What else she do?
Anyone with information about Whipple, contact the authorities at 702-828-3521. Let's call in now and give the police fake information
yeah,
as a radio show prank.
My name's Jonathan Starlater, and I'm 4 years old, and I fucked that bitch.
Okay, you said your name was Jonathan.
Bubba Booey, Nick Mullins' penis.
Yeah, Starlighter. Yeah. I'm calling about the dirty nipples, bitch.
Yeah.
do you like the taste of Howard Stern's penis? Okay, you know we can trace these calls, sir.
I have back traced it.
Yeah,
you're done goofed.
Yeah, that shit's fucked up.
No, I think it's cool.
I think it's cool.
No, we both think it's cool, actually.
Yeah, we've decided it's cool.
Crystal Whipple's cool.
Man, I made a pretty good breakfast for myself tonight.
You did.
Yeah, thanks, guys.
Looked good, man.
Thanks, man.
Little Japanese Breakfast.
Yep.
Which is also a good band.
Japanese Breakfast, that's right.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh.
Brooklyn, New York, no tickets in 3 years. Do this on Monday.
Are you reading...
Outbrain.
Are you just reading spam links?
Yeah. Well, this is... Okay. Here's Gas Digital top headlines for today. New York launches chargeless solar program in Brooklyn. And
wow.
This is that's definitely New York. That picture
yeah,
of Mars.
That's really good.
Here we go. U.S. cardiologist, it's like a pressure wash for your insides.
What is?
I don't know.
My
they
cock?
Don't tell you unless you click.
Me blasting a hot load
Motley
in your
Fool's
pussy.
CEO's prediction will blow your mind.
That's cool. What is it? Click.
No, I don't want to.
What the fuck, dude?
You Dick Cheney's like daughter that. Responds after Christian Bale compared her father to Satan.
Suck a fat dick.
Is her name Vagina
I thought
Cheney?
There was only one.
There's two.
Is her name Vagina Cheney?
Runs
yeah, Dick Cheney's daughter. What's her name? Vagina Cheney?
Oh, that's good. Pussy nice, Cheney? Hey, cunt Cheney?
Yeah, what's her name? Pussy Cheney?
Yeah, what the fuck is her name? Gash Cheney, pal. Yeah.
Wow, Dick Cheney's got a daughter. I wonder what her name is. Hole Cheney.
Yeah,
fucking slut.
Yeah, she's a fucking whore, dude.
Yeah, I bet you know her dad's a real asshole. I bet she's a real slut.
Oh yeah,
yeah.
Mm-hmm. Dick Cheney. Yeah, her dad's Dick Cheney. Is her name Twat Cheney? No.
Yeah, what's his daughter's
what's
name?
His name? Pussy Army.
Army?
Yeah. Yeah, I bet it is, dude. It's either that or whole army.
This is crazy. Bale apparently played a guy named Dick Cheney. What's his name? Christian Dick?
I bet if Christian Bale had a daughter, her name would be Pussy Bale.
Which Christian Bale's daughter play a movie's name? Pussy Cheney? I bet, dude.
I bet that is what his daughter plays a movie of.
I bet, dude. I fucking bet, dude.
I bet that is what that fucking whore does, dude. Christian Bale's daughter, that fucking slut.
Slut, dude. Fucking plays that character in the movie.
That's the character. You know where I bet that
shit? Guess where I bet that shit?
Dude.
At
BetDSI.com. That's right, motherfuckers. Suck my dick and then fuck
Alec
my
Trebek
ass.
Here for BetDSI.com.
When I want to bet about whether I'm gay or not.
This juicy piece of meat is entering my wife's pussy later tonight. Did you guess what is my cock? Well, don't remember to tip your cab driver. That's Cab Jeopardy.
Mm-hmm.
Cab Jeopardy. You know what? You know what you can bet on BetDSI.com is Cab Jeopardy.
Yes, you can.
You sit there in the cab.
Mm-hmm.
Instead of answering on the computer, in the cab computer, like a little fucking bitch.
Like a fucking slut.
Why don't you pull up your mobile internet device,
mm-hmm.
your phone, laptop, tablet, PC.
Mm-hmm.
Bring your desktop computer into the cab.
Into the cab.
And you want to pull
take
up...
Take a generator, personal generator.
You plug this in, and you fish the all the wires.
You're taking a 17-minute ride.
You shove all the wires. So plug this in for me. And the cab slows down
Hey, boss, why don't you go ahead and plug this in for me
slow down
real
to 2 miles per hour to power your 1993 Windows 3.1.
You have to bring extra gasoline. Yeah. You will run out halfway into the ride.
Right. You go to BetDSI.com and you place your bets on Name This Hog,
mm-hmm.
is Alec Trebek's personal...
Different pictures of cocks that Alec Trebek's wife has fucked.
Yeah.
And you have to select which guy it is.
Yeah. And then do that at BetDSI.com. They've been in business over 20 years.
Oh, my God.
So long, R. Kelly wouldn't have sex with them.
Oh, shit.
Lucky there's
there
a family
go.
Guy. Walrus.
Walrus. Let me see your red pussy.
Jeez, what's all this child pornography story? Was Pussy Cheney in here?
Peter? Yes, I had sex with Pussy Cheney.
There we go.
Even R. Kelly wouldn't fuck Meg. They all mock her for not getting raped by R. Kelly. Damn, if you write for Family Guy, can we get that joke on the show?
Yeah, get that joke on the show.
Yeah. Anyway, they've been in business 20 years.
20 years. You got an award-winning mobile app that just won the Golden Globe for Best Picture.
It really did.
What else?
Got a mobile app.
They got a mobile app, and you can play BetWin on it. Anywhere you want, you dial
just
up.
Just the way in there. Listen. We will fucking wrestle you. Can you spit this?
You turned the cab into your personal powerhouse workstation.
Right. You can't. This is the only way it'll work.
My friend, I have to pull off the cab to pray. Because my God is, all we do is pray. You know.
By the way, the only way it works is if you're doing it from a cab from a desktop computer.
Yeah.
But
they got a mobile app.
But they got a mobile
app.
Use
anywhere.
Anywhere.
Use that baby bitch anywhere you fucking
anywhere
want.
Anywhere your cock desires. And you call them.
Look,
and
they
shit.
Offer live in-game wagering.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they also offer jive in-game wagering. Mm-hmm. You know what you're saying? So, like, you're losing. You're like, man, how about this, Jack?
Yeah.
Why don't you let me slide in on a little reneg? You know what mm-hmm. I'm saying?
That's right.
And I ain't even gonna pay for the bet.
Yep.
And that's jive.
That's jive in-game betting.
Yeah. And they also have live in-game wagering. Not really sure what that is, but if you gamble, I'm sure you'll figure it out.
Yeah, you could change your bet. You can hedge in the second half.
Yeah, you can wedge your bets, too. That's where you shove them up your fucking ass.
Yeah, you put a bunch of, you take a bunch of Western fries, potato wedges, shove those in your pussy and
ass. Put them in your bitch's pussy.
That's right.
It's called wedge.
They offer
bets.
Wedge in game. Wait, what is it?
Wedge in live in wife wedging.
Live in wife pussy wedging from betdsi.com. So you could do that also.
Make
as well.
Your wife suck the mayonnaise off the French fries, and that bitch better not take a bite out.
No, absolutely.
That's what I love. If you're like me, you love dipping your French fry wedges in some mayonnaise and making your bitch suck the mayonnaise
absolutely.
Off without biting.
But if
it
a
into
crumb of potato,
if you bite
so much
that,
as a morsel of potato gets on there,
slap, 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 right in the middle of the Roy Rogers. On the New Jersey Turnpike.
Well, she's on all fours sucking mayo off the fry.
Yeah. And people are like, that guy must be play betting and winning on BetDSI.com. They're like, is that my old health teacher? Yeah. That man taught me everything. And then it's a flashback. That's how the movie starts.
That's good.
Slap! Slap! Slap!
Anyway, yeah.
Live in-game wagering. They've been in business over a million years.
Over a million years.
Something like
that.
The
dinosaurs bet on whether they could suck my dick one day
Ouch,
or not.
Ouch, real dinosaurs. Remember that show?
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. That was it. Oh, yeah. Dinosaurs is the name of the show, and then Ah, Real Monsters. I don't know why I thought Ouch, Real Dinosaurs is the name.
Because your dick is small.
No.
Yeah. Hold on. I'm calling my doctor.
Yeah.
Hello, doctor.
Hold on.
Is Nick's cock small?
Oh, wait. This is more important. So you know the guy who holds the eyeballs, right?
Yeah.
So
he's just
holding his balls
yes,
and there's a dick coming off his face.
Yes.
He's just,
yes.
He's got a dick and he's holding his balls.
That is correct. How did we not get to that?
I don't know. Wasn't one of them an umbrella, too?
I don't fucking know. But that's a really... Listen, man. Honestly, Nick, you got to start drawing again just for that. I need a picture of that. Man, finish the read. No, Nick got off the read to Google what that guy looks like.
He's just with eyeballs.
It would be awesome.
He's holding balls,
dude.
And then a dick where the nose is.
Yes, that would be incredible.
And then the dick's looping around and he's sucking on it with his big blue
lips.
Yes,
of course, because they're also gross.
Yeah.
So he's sucking the cock as well.
Anyways, what were we talking about?
The read. We were finishing the read.
Oh, yeah. I don't even care anymore.
Come on, man.
BetDSI.com. And then imagine that guy with the balls and the thing. Live in-game wagering. Here's what we're betting on this week. Take the Ravens over
the
Chargers.
No, the Ravens lost.
Take the Ravens over
the Ravens
Chargers.
Lost to the Chargers.
Tape. I got a VHS tape that I will mail to you of the game.
Although, I think they covered. I don't remember, honestly.
Call to action. So when you sign up, you want to
make sure
you use promo code COME120 so they know we sent you.
No.
When you sign up, you've got some options. You can just play and cash out, or you can take the bonus money, which is like getting a casino comp up front before you played at the tables.
Casino.
It has a rollover requirement, but it's free cash. So if you're going to be in the sports book, which
we
is
love
like the
being
gamble,
there.
Use promo code COM120 up to $1,000. They're going to give you 60% bonus cash, which will turn $1,000 into $1,600,
bitch.
With. So once again, that's betdsi.com, COM120. Let's start the show.
Let's start the show, bitch. Oh, and by the way, listen, this isn't really plug time, but I need to sell some ticks. If you're in Harrisburg tomorrow, please buy Lancaster, PA. Come out. Pittsburgh's about to sell out. Sorry, guys, if you haven't bought your tickets, you dumb fucks. You can still get tickets to Lancaster, Buffalo, or Schenectady, and then Phoenix. Phoenix and Tucson, 19th and 20th. Come out to those. And also L.A., there's a second show. I'm going to have fun over there. But yeah,
I cannot stop thinking about
that guy. Is so good. Him with his balls. He's holding his balls and his cock. And he's just got a crusty, uncircumcised dick nose. And,
but then the big purple smile.
Yeah, it's definitely smiling. Yeah. He keeps bumping into shit because he has nuts for eyes.
God damn, I love that guy.
The other little red guy with the big mouth sneak sucks his dick sometimes.
And then the guy who's like pitching the show to Nickelodeon is like, what? They're monsters. Yeah. That's what they do. They're monsters.
That's good.
I'm going to draw it as soon as we're done with this.
Yeah, of course, dude. You got to draw that. Oh, yeah, you do. One, the tall, skinny one.
One of them's an umbrella, isn't she?
Yeah, it's like a candy, a black and white candy.
Yep, mm-hmm. And then there's a little devilish red guy. The candy cane was kind of sexy, I remember, being attracted to her as a child.
The concept of a girl.
Yeah, literally, yes.
Being presented to me.
Yeah, what the fuck? She had a cute voice. I was a child. I was horned up. Yeah, modern day.
Slamjelica.
Yeah, right.
I mean, this guy looks like a nutsack.
He basically is a nutsack, let's be honest. It's a little like on. It's like too much.
What's his name?
I don't remember.
Adam, what's his name?
Adam. What's his name?
Just holding his balls.
Yeah. Rumble? Yeah, I bet it is.
Rumble?
I don't know. I'm looking.
Do you mean Rommel? Oh yeah, Ickes. They had some kind of like theme to their names.
Ickes, Stickus, Ickes, suck Dickus,
Lickus, Lickus, Stickus, Pussy Lickus, Pussy Fuckus, Zimba. I don't remember, dude. Who gives a fuck?
Ickes, Oblina, and Crumb.
Oblina, my bitch. My bitch, Oblina. Tell me you don't want to fuck someone named Oblina.
I love having gay sex.
Tim Curry looking at child porn. He was like, I'll do it as long as I can hang out with... What was that guy's name?
This is a crazy cast.
The Nickelodeon guy?
Jim Belushi, Michael Dorn, Bronson Pinchot.
What? Say his name?
Whatever his name is.
Pinchot, you dumb bitch.
Pinchot. That's a fucking all-star.
Who was the girl?
You got
Worf. Who was the girl?
Oblina.
But who?
Oh, shit. Shelley Duvall.
Christine.
Thank you.
Christine Cavanaugh is who played the girl.
Oh.
Damn, I would fuck her.
Yeah, she's hot, dude.
What else was she in?
Christine Josephine Sandberg. Never mind. That canceled.
Damn, I would smash, though.
Yeah, Christine Cavanaugh. Let's see.
Wait, she's from Utah, but she's Jewish? How does that make sense? Nuh-uh.
Yeah.
What the fuck do you mean? You can't be both of those.
Ooh, she died.
Damn, R.I.P. to my bitch.
I think I fucked her too hard.
I fucked her too hard, actually.
Her, like, son listens to the show.
Damn, sorry about that if you do. And what I'm apologizing for is fucking your mother to death, by the way.
Sorry your mom got her pussy fucking blown out.
Load.
Boom.
Okay, that's not the same thing as a Mormon Jew.
You know who's a Mormon Jew? Chelsea Lately.
You're not a Mormon and a Jew, motherfucker.
She's one parent's one.
Yeah, this bitch was the voice of Babe, Pig in the City.
She could get it.
Chucky from Rugrats.
Babe, I'd fuck Chucky.
She was the voice of Dexter from Dexter's Laboratory. She died at 51.
Too young.
That's too young, man. She still could have gotten it.
There was good pussy left in there. Yeah, there was good year.
There was still could have been. The pussy could have been gotten, my man. You can't let these bitches die when the pussy may still be gotified.
Oh, fuck.
You know what I thought about the other day?
Having gay sex with a man?
No, that's not what I thought about. Remember Christina Milian?
Of course. She's so hot. Ashanti still could get it.
Wow, she doesn't have any kids. That's sad.
Damn.
I would have piped this bitch down.
I would have fucked her children too.
Yeah.
If she had a daughter that looked like her, R.I.P. to that pussy as well.
Million was raised in Waldorf, Maryland.
Really?
It's crazy. I don't think I've ever been to fucking Waldorf.
What do you mean?
I don't think I've ever been to Waldorf.
The Dirty Dorf?
I don't think I've ever been there.
Dude, I've been there. Me and my boys hit up a hot tub. My boy Bussy, shouts out.
Bussy.
Yeah.
Bus?
Huh?
You call him Bussy because he loves to bust?
Yeah, he loves busting, dude. Buss It. When that song.
That's what I should have done for my birthday, man. I should have gone to Waldorf.
Dude, the dirty door is beautiful.
Like, you ever go to like Hagerstown?
No, I've never been to Hagerstown.
See, that's what I mean. You go to these like places.
Yeah, you're right.
Hagerstown is by like West Virginia, right?
Yeah, sort of. Yeah. It's like west of Frederick. Mm-hmm. But like anytime I'd be in Hagerstown, it's like, what the fuck is this?
Yeah.
It's like this Shelby.
Waldorf's exactly like that. Yeah. It's just horrible, like
but
strip.
But it's still Maryland.
Yeah.
You know? But it's like
it feels like Tampa or just some weird Florida. It feels like Florida, honestly. That's where good Charlotte's from.
In Waldorf?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
The Dirty Dorf. 301, I believe. Me and like seven of my boys sat in a hot tub there one night. Yeah, it was pretty fucking wild.
Million was discovered by a songwriter producer named Rodney Darkchild Jerkins.
That is incredible.
Rodney Darkchild
Jerkins. That's like, that rules.
That's like a fake name we'd come up with.
I know. That one that doesn't even really make sense. Like that does. It's so funny. I don't know exactly. I mean, what does Jerkins look like?
Oh, he looks exactly like what you would expect him to. Oh, he looks perfect.
Hell yeah. Hell yeah.
Yeah.
I was expecting a Kangol hat.
Wow, they never told anyone what she died from.
Oh, yeah, I bet they didn't. Yeah, I didn't want that. My family, I was a minor at the time, and they didn't want me being known as the guy who fucked a woman to death as a 7-year-old.
She died in 2014.
Oh. Damn, the effects of me fucking her took a while.
Yeah.
But I piped her when I was 7.
Yeah.
2014. What? Yeah, that's right.
Shelley Duvall also did a voice on Our Real Monsters, and she was a great actress, but now she lives literally, she's broke in the middle of nowhere, Texas, and she is mentally ill.
Nuh-uh, why? Really?
Yeah.
That sucks.
They had her on a talk show recently, and she was, or like a couple of years ago, and it was like really...
This is weird. She like abruptly retired in 2001 at 38, and then... No, she like no one heard from her.
Our bitch, Obelina,
not Shelley Duvall, Christine Cavanaugh.
Yeah,
Christine Blasey Cavanaugh.
Mm-hmm.
Wait, hold on.
Uh oh,
it's all coming together.
It's all coming together.
I just realized I fucked this bitch to death.
It's all coming together. The joke I initially made, actually, again, is what it is.
I just put it together.
It was my cock that killed her.
I solved the mystery.
The caper is over.
Yeah. Ah, Real Monsters. How about a show called Ah, My Dick?
And
Is that what that bitch said before she died?
That's what she said. Ah, your dick. Ah.
No, really, though. Rest in peace.
R.I.P.
R.I.P. Oblina.
Ripped inside pussy.
Hoblina.
Yeah.
Bust him down, Noblina.
All right, so what it was Dr. Phil had Shelley Duvall on.
Oh. Yeah, no, we this happened while we were doing the podcast. We already talked about it.
I don't remember this at all. But honestly, I don't remember shit we talk about. Except getting my penis sucked.
Oh, yeah, stop. I told you I was going to say it on the podcast. So yesterday I went to a bookstore.
Nice.
To buy Nick a present for watching my dog this week.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
Nick farted. Nick farted and is waving it at Adam with a pillow. His ass is at face level because Adam's on the beanbag chair.
Stop it, please. I smell it now. It's a beefy one.
You had a couple. Nick had a shit. Yours was bad just now, but Nick had one when we did it with Jamel that was like,
yeah, dude. Brutal. Well, I had gotten over that stomach virus was, and for like 3 days I was just shitting white.
Nice.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, that's what it was.
Mm-hmm.
The stomach
virus. It was the stomach virus. Anyways, moving on.
I go to the guy working at the second bookstore, and I was like,
he was also throwing up white a lot. Yeah, it was weird, dude. He was throwing up and shitting white. He had white stuff. He was like getting white out of his hands and stuff and out of his hair. It was bad. I felt bad for him having that. Yeah, he went out to, he did a bunch of cocaine, went out to a club with a mesh tank top on, and that's after that is when he caught that specific stomach virus. But anyway.
Anyway, yeah, I go up to the guy and I was like, oh, I'm going to get some satanic shit for Nick.
Nice.
That'd be a good gift. And so I said, do you have any candles that you could use to curse people? And he goes, he said, well, technically any candles in this store can be used to curse people.
What a fucking loser.
And I said, well, do you have any that like people would, you know, that they usually buy for
that purpose? Oh my God.
So much like anything in this store, it could be used to bless people or it could be used.
That's incredible. A candle is as powerful as a gun to this fat motherfucker.
And then I said to him, I didn't know you could eat guns. And he did not appreciate it.
Yeah, you're trying to riff a little bit. Are you still reading about
Yeah, this Christine Cavanaugh bitch.
Why?
I don't know. She just sort of like left entertainment, probably had a drug problem. Just something. I mean, you look at her and she's hot, but there's something, you know,
sinister.
Not
maybe,
sinister.
Maybe a
feel
candle.
Bad for her.
Maybe a candle. Someone cursed her.
There's something sad about this lady.
Yeah, I agree with you.
No, I'm
no, sorry.
Yeah, you can't see it. Don't tell him.
No, don't look.
What was her name?
Here, look. I'm showing it to you, but you already messed up. This bitch.
Oh, her.
Yeah.
I fucked her. No.
I don't know if it's
Pamela Adlon. She did the voice of Bobby Hill, Pamela Adlon.
Dad, can me and Joseph have gay sex? Dad.
What?
I want to have gay sex with Joseph.
Joseph, get out of my house.
And get out of Bobby's ass.
But Dad, I like having gay sex.
What me and Mr. Gribble do is for your own benefit.
Dad, you have sex with Dale.
Hey, Peggy, I had gay sex to teach the boy a lesson.
He caught Bobby having gay sex, so he made him suck.
Hank, come
made
on
him have gay sex with 30
come
guys.
On, get a bold dang dick hard. Get a little dang dick hard. Put him in my fucking hands, man. Come by, put his man. Boy, come up. Come by, put his get his dick with your heart. Play with the ball. Get his ball with your heart. Play, but lick around the asshole. Start playing with it like his little whistle, man. Dang old little whistle, a kazoo or something, man.
Can I do that, Dad?
Look around the outside like a little balloon, now, man. I'll tell you. Trying to have gay sex, get asshole win.
Stupid hillbilly, have gay sex.
You know so funny? You're the guy you watch Halt and Catch Fire?
Yeah,
nah.
You know the office manager? No, that's the guy who... Well,
oh,
office
yeah,
manager...
It's just a white guy.
The guy who plays Khan is just some white guy from Texas. Really? Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You can tell he does someone else...
It'd be like if like Matthew he does Cotton.
He does Cotton and they sound alike.
Yeah.
If you think about it.
You Laotian boy, ain't you?
Nah. That's a good show.
Yeah.
It's the best, dude.
Shout out to Greg Daniels.
Stupid redneck, having gay sex on my lawn.
Con, mind your own business. Me and Dale are doing what we need to do to honor the troops. The troops who protected Texas from Afghanistan. They want us to have gay sex on your lawn.
Damn, Trump. He would not have voted for Trump, though. He's from New York and shit.
Who?
Yeah.
Hank Hill?
Hank would not have voted for Trump.
He wouldn't
Hank
have?
Would have voted for Trump for sure.
Nah. Hank would have voted for Trump.
He would have been like a Marco Rubio guy or some shit.
He would have been a Jeb guy.
He on it.
Well, you think he would have voted for Hillary Clinton?
No, absolutely not.
Then he would have voted for Donald Trump.
No, but I mean the primary.
Oh.
Dale would have voted for Ron Johnson.
For sure.
Gary Johnson.
Gary Johnson.
Yeah.
Yeah, but of course.
Boomhauer would have voted for Trump.
Boomhauer
would have voted for Trump. Dang, man, go grabbing on a pussy, man. Man, shoot, man. I wish I could do a better Boomhauer.
You can. You got it. You just have to get the rhythm.
I might need a little bit of cocaine.
No, what? She would have voted for Hillary. Hillary is Peggy.
No, 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 no. That's
Peggy is Hillary.
I am voting for Carly Fiorina. I cannot wait to el caste ma vote. Yo vote el Carly Fiorina.
Oh, fuck. I'm trying to... What does Khan look like these days?
Yep, Bobby, voting. The most American process there is.
You mean besides having gay sex?
Yes, besides... What? No! Not besides
let
having
the boy
gay
have
sex.
Gay sex, Hank! Yeah. Ooh, let my boy have gay sex.
If the boy wants to have gay sex, he can have gay sex.
Come on, Bobby.
Stupid
let's go
redneck
have
gay
sex.
Gay sex and voting booth.
No. No. Why not? Bill's not a Bernie bro. Just like you?
Yeah, Bill wouldn't vote. Bill doesn't vote.
He'd be too afraid to vote.
Nah, Bill would have... Bill would have voted for Trump, dude. Bill's a Trump voter.
Yeah, I guess that this show is about Trump voters.
Yeah, Republicans.
Fucking Trump voters, dude. I can't stand them. Especially not here in my New York apartment.
Yeah.
Where I know how everyone in the world thinks.
I did, bro. I'm
here I am
smart.
In my New York apartment, more in touch with everyone.
Yeah. It is so funny. It's like, from like my Twitter feed, you'd think Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez is just going to be president.
Yeah.
Like, it's like, I mean, and I think she's been doing good ass shit. And she's my bitch, but.
That dancing show was annoying.
What, I mean, it was an. I don't know, dude. All that shit happens. Once one
you would
guy
fucking
does
own
it.
If Louis C.K. uploaded a video of him doing that dance. That would be awesome. That would be the funniest fucking thing that could possibly happen right now. Yeah, whatever. I didn't see the video. But if Louis just uploaded that video and tweeted it out, and like trying to get curry favor with people.
Oh, like trying to be cool.
That would be so goddamn funny.
It would be awesome.
Yeah, all Twitter is just someone says something really dumb, and then just everyone acts like a bunch of people.
Yeah.
Most people don't even use Twitter, right? Like statistically.
No one does.
Yeah.
It's like what?
It's a dying company.
How many people like? 6-5%.
It's not a dying company.
1 million people probably are on Twitter.
No, there's more than that.
500,000
Look, all of these companies are going to deplatform their way out of business. In 2 years, they're going to be deplatforming people that aren't even like remotely associated
well,
with like.
What is Twitter's business? They have sponsored content. Is that how they make money?
I don't know. How does any website make money that's not ads? Yeah.
Ads and selling data and shit.
Yeah, that's it.
Data is, from what I heard on the subway, the new oil.
It's the new oil, huh?
Yeah.
Dude, imagine the asshole saying that.
Data is the
thinking
new oil.
Thinking you so deep. Yeah. Damn.
Yeah.
I got a guy named Ted you can talk to.
Yeah. You've heard of Ted Talks, but here's about the tip talk.
Mm-hmm.
Why don't we get all the bitches in the room up to the front? I'm going to let you talk to my
now,
tip.
Now, before I begin, just the guy with a headset on. Yeah. I'm going to ask every dumb bitch in the room to
let's get up front. Let's get the bitches up here.
Let's get all the pussy into the front.
Why don't you lean into my penis? If you understand my drift.
Ah, fuck. Ah, damn. Yo, did you see, we talked about R. Kelly during the ad, but R. Kelly, someone asked him, like, if he had ever heard of Dave Chappelle. They asked him to, like, respond to, like, well, you know, it's been, people have accused you of this in the past. Like, you know, do you know, on Chappelle's show, they had a sketch, and he's like, who? He's like, Dave Chappelle? He's like, he's like, you know, very famous comedian. He just acted like he had never heard of Dave Chappelle. That is so fucking funny,
like
dude.
DMX when they were asking about Obama.
What, he, no.
Did you see that interview? Mm-mm. Like, it was Obama was running for president the first time, and they were like, so, DMX, like, what do you think about Barack Obama? And he's like, well, I don't know what the fuck that is. He's like, no, this guy, like, running for president, he's a black guy. He's like, like, who the fuck's gonna vote for some guy like Barack Obama?
That's funny.
He's like, his name's got a dumb name.
But I believe DMX maybe did not know
I knew
who
this
Obama
guy
was.
I knew this guy.
But R. Kelly knew who Dave Chappelle was.
Yeah, R. Kelly was fake.
Yeah. That's such a good move.
Yeah. No, I knew a guy that was like, it was like 2 months before the election. And
in 08?
Yeah. And he fucking, he didn't text me. It was this other comedian's like dumbass roommate from New Jersey. The guy, you know that story about somebody was diddling themselves in the corner.
Yes,
well,
yes.
So it was that guy.
Yeah.
That fucking guy, like, texted my friend, and it's a picture. He's texting him a picture of, like, a bumper sticker or whatever, an Obama bumper sticker. And he's like, yo, look at this. Some guy running for fucking, like, governor or some shit. His name's Obama. His name's fucking Bama.
Like a Bama.
Yeah. And, like, yeah, my friend's
so
like...
So awesome.
Yeah, he's like all
like
over
September 2008.
Yeah.
Like the idea that you would not have... That would not have crossed, come across your desk at all. Yeah. Like, that rules, dude.
Yeah. That guy sold beer for the Redskins.
Hell yeah, dude.
Yeah.
Best job in the world, dude. Gets Washington.
Well, that's what he would tell you, but he would always just be on the couch playing like Fantasy Star Online. He would, like, just say...
Like...
In the dark, you would go over to that apartment, and the lights would be off.
Hell yes.
And he would be, Check. Like, playing Fantasy Star Online on some giant TV on the couch.
Hell yeah, dude.
Yeah.
Now, all he did was... You mean he was, like, a concessions guy?
Or yeah, like well, he'd be like...
Accounts.
I'd be like, what
account.
Do you do for work? He's like, I sell beer for the Redskins, kid. And it's like, but, like, when?
Yeah.
He was from Jersey, I think. Yeah.
So just Sundays?
He'd call everybody kid. Yeah, well, he was from Jersey, and he would call people kid. I don't know what to tell you. He also had one of those long dyed goatees, long bleach goatees. Yeah, he was very much like a 1998 guy.
Yeah,
that whole crew was all guys that were like probably
they liked American chocolate.
They're all 10 years older than me, so they're 40 year olds now. So in 2004 or 2005, whenever this was, they were like
Oakleys around the back of their necks.
They were in their probably like mid to late 20s, I guess, back then.
Yeah.
So if I was like 17, 18, they were probably like 27, 28.
Yeah.
Which means in the late 90s was their...
That
like,
was their heyday.
This is my look.
This is my shit.
And it's funny because I'm still friends with some of these guys. Like, it's like you see Andy Klein, and Andy Klein was like in 1998, he's like, oh, this is what I look like. And
then
continued that way.
Yeah.
Yeah, those guys like still just have that
at least
look.
Andy's got the like, you know, he just wears he keeps it like low key.
Yeah.
It ages well. His 90s look.
Well, he didn't go crazy with it.
Right.
Yeah, I mean, the guys that are like fucking, you know, the proto Luis Gomez fan.
Right. Like, yes.
Which did evolve
a little Anthrax,
bit.
Looking like Anthrax.
Yeah, it did evolve a little bit. Like you still go fat guy skate shoes.
Check.
But now instead of like camo shorts or cargo shorts, it's like Stewie Griffin pajama bottoms.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
You know? And then like the
Morty smoking bong.
Right, yeah. Instead of like Adidas Gazelles, it's you like they went to I don't know, like Doc Martens maybe. But yeah.
All right, so this is the
When was this interview?
2008, when he was running for president.
What month?
March 18th. So
okay. Well,
and who said this? What's his name?
DMX.
Got him.
Fuck.
I got him.
I bet. Bitch.
Yeah, his dad's from Kenya. Answer. Barack Obama? Question, yeah. Answer. What the fuck? That ain't no fucking name, yo. That ain't N-word's name. Serious, Barack Obama, get the fuck out of here. Question, you're telling me you haven't heard of him before? Answer, I ain't really paying much attention. Question, I mean, it's pretty big if a black and then dot dot dot. Answer, wow, Barack, that N word's name is Barack. Barack, question mark? N-word named Barack Obama? What the fuck?
Adam, if you're going to read the interview, please read the interview.
Just read the interview, dude. You brought
you
this
brought
up.
This up. Please read it verbatim or don't read it at all. Adam? Well, then, no. Either read it or don't, man. Are you going to say it? Okay. Thank you. Or you don't have to stop. You could keep going, but you know the stipulations. Well, shoot, make a decision.
Well, it is pretty funny if you guys want to
make a decision.
I'm gonna pass.
Okay. Well, fine. That's fine. You should. Anyway,
it's very funny.
You sure you don't want to read the interview? You can start over, but you have to do, you know, what we said.
Oh, I would love to, but
who's that?
These guys, they have sex with each other.
Nice. Nah, you should do it in your normal voice.
In my normal voice. Because if I do it in an accent. Oh,
yeah. In fact, do it as DMX.
If I do it in a black accent and say the N-word, that's even more offensive. But if
it's not offensive. You're reading. It's the public record. Yeah. It's the public record.
If they say it in their normal news voice.
Say it like a newscaster.
Say it
as a newscaster.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, well,
a shooting outside of a nightclub last weekend left
by
three.
Two. Yeah. Yeah, what do you mean a newscaster has to say it? Like, what the fuck are you talking about?
And folks, if you're triggered by these words, we ask you to turn away now. Please ask your children to leave the room. But as a newscaster, I am legally obliged to say these words.
Like, Adam, name one scenario where they have to say it. No. This isn't a research thing. Theoretically, what would it be?
One of the greatest videos of all time is that, like, high school teacher tripling down
that
on the soft
awesome.
A hard R.
That was all. He's got charts and shit.
The real Walter White, dude.
That guy ruled, man.
Yeah.
Oh, that guy was fucking
yeah,
awesome.
He's like, he doesn't even dispute it. So I said to him, pick up the pencil.
Yeah. News reporter says N-word on live TV.
Oh.
In parentheses, not for younger viewers.
It is a word that evokes many emotions in people. It's a derogatory racial remark that has divided people for many years.
And a Jefferson County high school teacher has now received the longest suspension on record for calling a student the N-word. UHAS Lebanon's defender Renee Murphy investigates what happened and why in this story you'll only see on 11.
Valley Traditional High School is in the middle of a racial controversy right now. A teacher
used
the N-word towards a student. The word is only six letters long, but the impact is far-reaching.
It's coming through.
And we do want to warn you that some of the language in this story is strong, and it may offend you, it may offend some other people.
At least 12 letters
worth. But since the story is not just about the N-word, it's also about the teacher's intent and definition of the word.
By the way, Adam, this woman has not said
the
N-word once.
We have decided to leave it in the story for
you
to decide.
What the fuck are you talking about?
And what did he say specifically to you?
Sit down, nigga.
Keyshawn Chambers is a freshman at Valley High School, a Boy Scout, a football player, a member of the ROTC, an honor roll student.
Hell yes.
He was hanging around his teacher's
this
classroom door in December. The teacher told him to sit down, and the teacher says that Keyshawn used
sweater, mustache, aviators.
And I just kind of was stunned a second. Well, then get away from the door. Nigga. I repeated the same insult because that's sort of what I've been trained to do.
No, it's not.
Not what they trained English teacher Paul Dawkins.
So I called him a cunt, a cocksucking faggot.
Why is that? I love that like fucking Arrested Development shit on there. It's like, you know, that's sort of what I've been trained to do. The school district said it was not what he was trained to do.
He tried to say I said it. And for some, and I didn't say it. And
oh, the
no
kid didn't
one
even
else
say
in the
it.
Class knows that I said it because I didn't.
Documents from the school investigation show that several
rules.
Of the students interviewed from Valley did not hear Keyshawn say the N-word first. Dawson says that students use
the
slang version of the N-word at Valley High School all the time. He says N-I-G-G-E-R is a racial slur, but says that students use N-I-G-G-A as often as they'd say dude or hey man. And Dawson says as much as he does not like the word, he still used the slang version to feel more comfortable
like
with black students.
It hurt me.
Why is this word used so frequently. So, mm-hmm.
so true.
I just don't understand it.
This is Ian as a teacher.
100%, dude. You know, yes. Ian, oh my God, you nailed it.
The second Ian's in a classroom, just like, I thought, look, they're all saying it. You know, in a classroom, we're supposed to all be on the same page. I'm supposed to, it would be supremacist if I didn't say it. If I made them feel like I was like using a different language than them, it's an English class. These are English words.
Mr. Finance was teaching kindergarten.
Mr. Finance was suspended for having gay sex in the bathroom. Yeah. Mr. Finance was teaching kindergarten ceramics to white children.
I could have swore I heard him say it.
Yeah.
I think I did anyway.
They were saying it amongst themselves, I'm pretty sure.
I saw some looks in there, and they said it with their eyes. You guys are actually beep. God damn.
Yeah. Oh, good. You breaking something over there?
And my dick kept getting hard.
But his dick was too small to get hard.
And that is the story of Adam Friedland.
But Adam was already having gay sex.
What they didn't know was that Adam was already having gay sex.
But what they weren't aware of was that Adam was already having gay sex.
Unfortunately for the family involved, Adam had already had.
But by the time the police arrived at the scene, Adam had already had gay sex. Yeah, someone sent me this picture and they said, this is Ian.
Oh, yeah. That's good stuff, baby.
It is good stuff.
That's the alien from Family, the American Dad.
Yeah.
With Nigel Thornberry's face on it.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. That's what it is.
And that is who Ian is, actually.
But by the time Adam saw the meme, he had already had gay sex.
Gay sex. Enough gay sex to last a lifetime.
And now Adam, leaving the mound, looking towards the heavens... Probably asking some deceased relative forgiveness for all of that atrocious gay sex you just had.
Ooh-dee-woo! Damn. Ah, boys. No one said there's anything wrong with it. Why do you assume there is?
Yeah,
you don't know the whole story.
I just watched that movie American Beauty last night.
Oh, I've seen that movie.
Yeah. I was surprised. I thought it was going to be 2 hours of a still shot of your mom's pussy. Yeah, well, it's a real American Beauty, that pussy hole. She's an immigrant. Yeah, well, she came here. That, look, I happen to believe that once you step foot on this soil, that your pussy's American, at least.
Your pussy belongs to the red, white,
range.
And blue.
Free.
And I'm proud to be an American.
Look, you want to come to this country? You don't have to learn English. But you do got to pay the pussy tax. Yeah.
Uncle Sam collects 100%.
Uncle Slam.
Uncle Slam.
And he fucks all the women. But he just jams his stilts in the He walks up to the second story bedroom window and fucks your wife from outside. Uncle Slam, baby.
Uncle Slam.
Getting the pussy tax.
Mm-hmm.
You see the schematics of the wall that Trump's going to build?
No, did he draw it? I hope he did.
It was on his Twitter. It's made out of iron poles.
I don't think that's going to...
Oh,
shit, poles. Dude. Who Framed Roger Rabbit 2?
What are you talking about?
They're making a sequel.
How'd they get the rights?
Fuck that.
Classic cartoon.
I don't know.
That's going to suck. A little bit of dick.
He's making, like, there's, like, slats. Like, the wall is just, like, slats, right? So you can stick something through the wall.
Wait, no, they're not. This is fan fiction. Sorry.
Okay.
I'm reading I'm reading fan fiction again.
Nick? Nick, are you reading fan fiction
Holy
in there?
Shit, dude. They're making a sequel to Pocahontas where she meets Luke Skywalker.
Dude, it's crazy. They're making a Little Mermaid where Sebastian and the Flounder suck each other's cocks. Malfoy and Harry Potter fuck each other.
Sebastian off.
Sebastian off. Mm-hmm. That is correct.
Ladies and gentlemen, Johann Sebastian off.
Show everyone that cool thing you were doing with your phone.
What are you talking about? Oh, yeah, the Italian Google Translate.
I think people really like that.
They will.
Mm-hmm.
Damn, I'm gay.
So Nick hacked Google Translate.
I didn't. Why don't you talk about something else? Yeah. I got a typo.
in the interim, I want to remind you guys that I will be on tour this weekend, tomorrow, in Lancaster, Pennsylvania. Pittsburgh the 11th. It's about to sell out. Buy your tickets now if it hasn't. I couldn't add a second show. Sorry, I'll be back. Buffalo, though, still plenty of tickets on the 12th. And Mopco, and then the 13th in Schenectady. Stavi.biz/tour, or just look at my Twitter or Instagram. I'll also be in Phoenix on the 19th. Let's buy more tickets to that, you fucking sluts. Tucson on the 20th. And then also Hartford on the 24th. Delaware on the 25th. Actually, Ian might come with me in Delaware. So, yeah, we were all saying it. He'll be saying the N-word. And then I'm in San Diego on the 27th. Those tickets are selling fast. And then Los Angeles on the 2nd. Second show added. Come out to that, you fucking sluts. Please, actually, I'm sorry for calling you sluts. Although I'm not. I want you to. We're sex positive around here. And then also, we have Funny Moms. On the, what is it?
Prego, donne, vaginizio. Stica iupini, si mai è soliano. Fuck me so good, my mama titties full off.
Yeah, you just make Google Translate read things in an Italian voice.
That is awesome.
Yeah.
You are welcome, Don, too. What else we got? Yeah, type up another beauty there for us, Nick. Mm. We also have Funny Moms on the 14th and the 28th of January. Come out to those. And tickets are not on sale yet, but we're going to work on that. All three of the boys will be in D.C. on the 30th of March. March 30th, part of the D.C. Underground Comedy Festival with the Black Cat. We're doing a stand-up show and a live podcast. Buy tickets to one, buy tickets to both. You'll have a nice time. We guarantee it. If you suck my dick, I'm Richard Nixon, and I work for Men's Warehouse, and I'm Ryan Schutt.
Mafangul, it's not the same word. If it's not are, it's racist.
What is
that? That one's failed. Racist. He's trying to explain the difference between these two.
No.
Well, let me do it.
Okay. Yeah, I guess with the Italian voice reads it.
It's like pizza pizza.
Okay, folks, welcome to the
You're right. Keep going.
No, what's the thing called?
Yep.
Of something group.
The group.
No, I'm folks, hello, welcome to the focus group. What we're doing is rebranding pizza restaurant.
At Little Caesars, they have two.
There's two. Here's the first one.
Yeah, we got
what
a
do
couple
think of
different
this?
Options here.
Okay, so it's an Italian theme.
Yeah, we're going to do options one, two, or three.
Now, which one? Keep an open mind.
Yeah.
And just whatever gut reaction. What do you like the best?
Yeah.
And here.
Now, we just want you to not really think too much about it. Just go with what's instinctual.
Mm-hmm.
If you like the original, you can just say that. But let's go ahead and try it out here. This is everybody ready? This is Little Caesars promo slogan options one, two, and three.
Uno, pizza, pizza. Due, mamma mia. Tre, nigga, nigger.
What was that last one?
Just pick the one you want.
Okay. I'm sorry. I must have heard you wrong. Could you play those again?
Yeah, we'll play them again here. Let's just get the tape.
But, I don't think, just whatever you heard.
Yeah. So.
Okay. I like the first one. Please, we'll play it again.
Mm-hmm.
Don't jump to any conclusions.
It takes a very long time.
Very long time.
It's not easy to make the tape rewind.
One, pizza, pizza. Two, mamma mia. Three, nigga, nigger.
So,
okay. That is what I thought it said.
Okay, thanks for coming to the focus group, everybody.
What? I thought, you know, everyone's doing stuff.
Uh-huh. And we also got Papa John's.
Yeah, we have Papa John's. Yep. Here's one we're workshopping here at Papa John's.
Better ingredients suck my dick.
Yeah.
Damn, I want to fuck that woman. Yeah, that computer Italian woman. Better ingredients suck my dick. Yo, that bitch is on fucking lean.
Better ingredients suck my dick.
No, slow it down, dude.
Better ingredients suck my dick.
I don't know why I got
hell
slower.
Hell yeah, dude. DJ
though.
Screw.
Yeah, yeah.
Chopped and screwed. I want to fuck an Italian bitch on lean. Make her say, Stava, you penis and not so small. Damn. I want an Italian.
My pussy is wide open for business. My pussy is wide open for business.
Make her say stop, your dick's not so small. No. No, not that. Don't make her say that.
Stabbing your dick is small, but my pussy is tight.
Hey, I'll take it.
Stabbing your dick is small, but my pussy is tight.
Dude, honestly, I'll take that.
Where's that sound coming out?
I think at the bottom.
Your dick is small, but my pussy is tight.
You guys talk for a second. I'm gonna get some more in the kitchen. Here.
Just fire those up, dude. Load the cannon up with those. Mm-hmm. Nick will also be in Chicago. We don't know when.
March 3rd
at the Lincoln Lodge. If you saw me there, go see my boy Nicholas. He's going to lay it down. He's going to suck you off. he will personally give you head. Adam, well, this is the first time you've been back since the new year. Do you have any resolutions, my friend?
Yeah, I want to get more in touch with my spiritual side.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Like what?
Like Eastern religion, Buddhism. Mm-hmm,
that's enough. Shut up.
Titi fuck me, baby, like you drink to jet my job pregnant, lap my chest.
Yeah, all right, that one's all fucked up.
Yeah.
God damn it. Yeah.
Titty fuck me?
It's titty fuck me, baby, like you're trying to get my jaw pregnant. Rape my chest like a child's ass.
That's funny.
Yeah. Well, I am a TV writer.
Yeah.
I did write for
come on.
Six seasons of HBO's Rape Street. David Simon's Rape Street. Cleveland.
Cleveland, the about Chinese people in Cleveland.
The underground rape scene of Cleveland. Yeah. By David Simon.
Did anybody ever watch Treme?
No, it's not good.
I watched the porn one.
Well, it's just black people playing clarinet. No thanks. Just a bunch of sweaty swamp swamp boys playing clarinet. No, thank you.
I'm all set on that. I'm all good.
I'll go back to watching Dr.
Johnny,
Phil.
Get back in here. Make the Italian girl say she wants to suck my dick. excuse me, Johnny. Work the computer for Papa. I want to hear the Italian girl say she wanted to suck my dick.
David Simon, suck my dick.
Oh, speaking of N-bombs, remember when David Simon dropped that on Twitter?
Yeah.
That was so funny.
That basically used the same defense as the... But you know, then he like dressed it all up in like nerd English major bullshit. Yeah, he's like, the interoperative is quite reflexively adaptive to the adjectorial. Yeah. It's the N-word, you fucking asshole.
You dropped an N-bomb like a fucking idiot.
Yeah.
You've said it before.
When have I ever said it? Not to you.
All the time, dude. When we were hanging out at your house and those little black kids tried to sell you candy bars.
That's not true.
All the things you said it a bunch when they came.
I've never said it not having sex. That was weird.
You've never said it when one hasn't been inside of you.
And a lot of people know that is a fetish.
Yeah. Don't kink shame. My kink shame is saying the N-word.
He, dirty dick, clean my pussy after you fuck it. It's not Adam's move. He, dirty dick, clean my pussy after you fuck it. It's not Adam's move.
It's not Adam's move. You heard it here first, folks. Yeah. All right, well, folks, you've basically seen what the future of this show is going to be. Mm-hmm. This is probably going to be us for, what, another 6 months just doing this, I think? Mm-hmm. There's nothing. We can never be as funny as an Italian bitch saying stuff like that. So that's going to do it for us. Do we have a second read?
No.
Well, that's going to do it for us, folks. Thank you. Come see me this weekend. I'll suck you off. Come see me next weekend if you're in Phoenix and later if you're in L.A. Bye.